Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Truly honored to be your loyal host and producer as we open up our program, as we usually do, with Gregory Stafford's No One Else. Man, I tell you what, can you imagine having a situation wherein there's someone special in your life and you're special to them? And as far as that kind of relationship goes, for each of you, there's no one else. I tell you what, special. The simple things in life that make life so special, so meaningful, so beautiful. No one else. All right, we're going to continue our discussion of vitamin D. And we are definitely appreciative of the fact that Medical News Today is letting us know the good and the bad. But remember this, vitamin D really is a very, very good nutrient. It's one that helps us, for example, with the absorption and regulation of calcium, magnesium, and phosphate. It helps us with the hardening and the growth, and get this, the remodeling of bones. It helps us with cellular growth. It helps us with immune function. It helps us with nerve and muscle function. Some say that it helps us with heart health. And on it goes. Now, here's your pop quiz. Who remembers a general dosage range that is healthy for us? And remember now, we're talking in terms of international units. I know with a lot of nutrients, vitamins, etc., we talk in terms of grams. But with vitamin D, we're talking in terms of international units. Who remembers a good range that we talked about last week as far as dosage goes? There you go. 400 to 1,000. And that's per day. 400 to 1,000 international units per day of vitamin D. And remember, the kind that we really, really need is vitamin D3. Three Ds. Vitamin D3. Remember that 3D. Vitamin D3 is the one we really want to go for. Now, we also found out that too much, you know, we talk about that from time to time, too much of anything, as much as we're told to drink water, too much water can cause problems. Well, the same is true when it comes to vitamin D. As good as it is, as helpful as it is for us, too much can cause problems. Who remembers some of the numbers that we looked at last week when it comes to the dosage that some people were taking that really caused problems for them? Now, we're saying 400 to 1,000 international units per day is what's good for us. 400 international units to 1,000 international units per day. What were some of the dosages that some people had been taking that caused them problems? How about this one? You remember the people who had acquired vitamin D3 toxicity? And in order to get there, in fewer than 3 months, they had ingested one way or another 3,600,000 international units of vitamin D. And again, in less than a 3 month time span, you know, we did the math. And what did we come up with? Something like 80,000 international units over the course of 3 months, or 84,000, something like that, over the course of 3 months is what we would be consuming if we stayed with that upper end of the 400 to 1,000 range. So you're talking about 1,000 international units per day times 7 days per week times 4 weeks per month times 3 months. Yep. 84,000 international units per month. I'm sorry, over a 3 month period. 84,000. That should be the total. That should be the high range. And these people in that same period of time, 3 months time, had consumed more than 3 million international units. No wonder that they were in bad shape. All right. So again, we need to know, though, that if we want to become, if we want to use vitamin D to become supermen and superwomen, we need to know it's not going to make us super. It just causes us problems. So how common are side effects? We looked at the fact that, you know, we talked about the calcium and calcium salt deposits, et cetera, that come as a result of the whole notion of too much vitamin D causing too much interaction with calcium and other things that they would normally interact well with. And so one of the problems we could come up with would be lung damage, including coughing, trouble breathing, chest pain. Yeah, we can get into some serious trouble if we take too much of a good thing. So how common are side effects? Well, many people take high doses of vitamin D supplements, and the rate of adverse side effects is relatively low. However, long-term or excessive consumption of vitamin D in supplements or in foods can cause adverse side effects. And so it's important to remember now, I emphasized that deliberately. It's not just the vitamin D that's in supplements. Too much is too much, whether it's in supplements or in food. Too much is too much. The body actually stores vitamin D in fat tissues, and it can take weeks or months for the effects of vitamin D toxicity to fully wear off. Toxicity. We become toxic that we put so much vitamin D in our bodies. It can take weeks or months for the effects of that toxicity to fully wear off. It's got to get out of our fat tissues. However, some prescription formulas contain a combination of vitamin D and calcitriol. A person with vitamin D toxicity who has taken this combination will usually recover within a few days. Why? Because the calcitriol breaks down quickly in the body. So, that said, you know, you're probably thinking, well, you know, talking about 3,600,000 international units or something, you can definitely understand why they'd be in bad shape. But there's another question. It's not just about a question of how much is too much. There's another question to ask. Are there people who should avoid vitamin D regardless of dosage? And as it turns out, particularly when it comes to vitamin D supplements, they're not right for everyone. The supplements can interact with some medications. So people on some of the medications that I'm going to mention now should consult a doctor before taking vitamin D supplements. Because keep in mind, the vitamin D supplements in and of themselves may not be the problem. May be okay for you to take. But if you're taking other medications and the vitamin D mixes with those medications or even one of those medications in such a way as to cause problems, you got problems. So you definitely should talk with your doctor before taking vitamin D supplements if you're taking any kind of medications. But let me give you a short list of some of the medications that could interact negatively with vitamin D. Steroids. So here we go again. We want to be supermen and superwomen. And so we're going to take steroids to help pump up our muscles. We want to get really, really big as a result of the weightlifting and the running and the push-ups and the pull-ups and all else that we're doing, taking those steroids. But we also want to go ahead and supplement that with a supplement. So we're going to take that vitamin D, throw down about 4,000-5,000 international units a day. We won't get into that 3 million international unit range over a three-month period of time. We'll stop at 10,000. No, we'll stop at 4,000. No, let's make it 5,000 international units per day. Too much. It's too much. Remember now, 400 international units to 1,000 international units may be a better range to deal with. But remember this too. Muscle building is not the only reason that people take steroids. Some people are taking steroids because of inflammation. There's something else going on in the body that steroids can help with. But remember, steroids are steroids. So regardless of the reason that we're taking steroids, if you're on steroids for whatever reason, there could be a negative interaction with vitamin D supplements. So again, talk with your doctor. This is something you need to be thinking about. Phenobarbital. If you're taking phenobarbital, which can be used to treat epilepsy, you may run into problems if you also take vitamin D. Talk with your doctor. Orlistat is a weight loss medication. That one, mixing with vitamin D, could possibly cause problems. Cholestramine. Cholestyramine can reduce cholesterol, which is a good thing. Usually it's going to be reducing the LDL, the low-density lipoprotein, which is the one that some people like to call the bad cholesterol. And again, it's not that the LDL is bad, it's just that you don't want too much of it. The cholestyramine can reduce the cholesterol, but you could possibly run into problems if you combine that with vitamin D. So again, talk with your doctor before starting the vitamin D. Don't go ahead and take it and say, well, you know, if I run into problems, I'll go ahead and call my doctor quick. An ounce of prevention. So go ahead and call your doctor before you get started. Also, some medical conditions. We're not talking necessarily about the medications in and of themselves now. We're talking about medical conditions. What's happening with your body apart from the medications. Some medical conditions can increase sensitivity to vitamin D. A person with some of these conditions that I mentioned now should consult a doctor before using vitamin D supplements. If you have primary hyperthyroidism, if you have cancer, if you have sarcoidosis, if you have granulomatous tuberculosis, if you have metastatic bone disease, if you have Williams syndrome, you definitely want to talk, and not all of these, just one of them. If you have any one of these conditions, talk with your doctor before consuming the vitamin D supplements. And if your doctor gives you the okay, go ahead. Now, he or she might tell you to go ahead and try it for a while, but then come back in by such and such a date so we can draw some blood and test some levels and see exactly how it might be, how your body may be tolerating it. Follow the doctor's orders. That's very important. So if they say come back in 2 weeks, don't say, oh, I'll try it for 6 weeks and then I'll go back. No. If the doctor says come back in 2 weeks, go back in 2 weeks and put it on your calendar so that you'll have a reminder that you need to call the doctor's office to schedule that 2 week follow-up appointment. Okay. What are some signs that you may be consuming too much vitamin D? Well, most people who have taken too much vitamin D will experience at least two of the following symptoms within a few days of overdosing. Unexplained exhaustion, a loss of appetite and weight loss, constipation, dry mouth, skin that is slow to return to normal after being pinched, increased thirst and frequency of urination, continuous headaches, nausea and vomiting, reduced reflexes, confusion, disorientation, or trouble thinking. Try not to confuse that with sleep deprivation, which can cause some problems when it comes to the mind and the brain and how they perform too. But keep that in mind, confusion, disorientation, or trouble thinking, an irregular heartbeat, muscle weakness, and reduced muscle tone, and changes in gait, the way you walk. There's a change in that. And so you want to make sure that you're staying aware of these things and try not to be unreasonably optimistic. In other words, if you are experiencing any of these symptoms, and again, remember now, these issues that I brought up can surface within a few days of overdosing. Don't say, well, let me just go ahead and keep on as I'm doing, and if things don't get better within a week or two, then I'll go ahead and talk with the doctor. No. Sometimes it really is better to catch something as soon as possible. So again, now be ready for a pop quiz, because I will be asking you a little bit later, true or false, some of the symptoms of overdosing on vitamin D. People with severe or chronic vitamin D toxicity may develop some symptoms that are actually life-threatening, such as extreme hydration, high blood pressure, slowed growth, trouble breathing, temporary losses of consciousness. In other words, I hope you caught that. Losses, plural. You lose consciousness temporarily, but more than once. Heart failure and heart attack. That's one of the reasons that your doctor, once you start the vitamin D, they're going to check not only your vitamin D levels to try to ensure that you are consuming enough vitamin D, but also they're going to check to see if other parts of your body may be negatively impacted by the vitamin D and the amount that you're taking. So, heart failure and heart attack. What else would you say? What are some of the other severe symptoms, possibly life-threatening symptoms of vitamin D toxicity? Let's look at it some more in just a few.